Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Friends, family, and the community gathered Sunday to remember the 8-year-old boy killed in the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church. Will Sharp coached Fletcher Merkel in soccer, football, and basketball. Sharp said he plans to honor Fletcher by living with a sense of determination and a spirit of joy.
How will you keep Fletcher's legacy alive in your life? How will Fletcher's story continue through yours? Fletch, we love you. We miss you. We are different because of you. May your story continue through all of us.
Sharp says Fletcher's life, though heartbreakingly short, was full of energy, full of joy, full of love. 10-year-old student Harper Moiske also died in the shooting that wounded 21 others during a mass on August 27th. There's a huge emphasis on school safety right now in Minnesota. Morrison County Sheriff Sean Larson says everyone can help prevent a tragedy in our schools.
Whether you're a teacher, a school counselor, a student, or anybody from the community, if you hear something or see something that looks suspicious, just tell somebody, tell a trusted adult if you're a student, and call 911 if it's an emergency.
School threats were investigated last week in Lakeville, Brainerd, and Forest Lake, and a student was arrested for bringing a gun to St. Paul Johnson High School. A man is jailed in New Jersey for the alleged fatal shooting of the sister of Minnesota Timberwolves center Naz Reid. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says 28-year-old Tareya Reid was found dead of gunshots Saturday near an apartment building in Jackson Township. Police say the 29-year-old suspect was taken into custody a short time later. They say Shaquille Green is now facing murder and unlawful possession of a weapon charges. Investigators say Green was Reid's boyfriend. The Minnesota Vikings and Chicago Bears kick off the NFL season tonight at Soldier Field. Detroit Lakes native Adam Thielen returns to the purple and says he's excited to start tonight for his hometown team.
I'm like a kid, you know, like in a candy shop. Like, this is what I love to do. Obviously, this place means so much to me. I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be in that huddle with a great group of guys and great coaches and just the people around this building.
Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will be making his first career start against the Bears. Minnesota went 14-3 last season before losing in the first round of the playoffs to the Rams. And the Minnesota Twins topped the Royals 5-1 Sunday to salvage the series finale in Kansas City. Byron Buxton led off the game with his 30th home run, and Cody Clemens had a 2-run shot in the fourth inning. Bailey Ober allowed 1 run over 5 1/3 innings and struck out 6 for his 5th win. This is MNN.